Beginning the current episode, the human daf samach vav begin amad beis. Begin taste the mazal. Begin with the gemara. Amar afram. He says, "Zoyz emeres." This tells us that erev vaytzal b'chula must be with the laws of erev and the carrying. It's only on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Which Taz says, "Amrin per gamar loy." The gemara and Kriz Dav Yudal brings that actually the afram, this teaching afram that our gemara brings, bedusi, is a mistake. Because the parakal of the gemara asks on this teaching, it says, "What do you mean? What's the proof?" V'dimashan isar mishtaleach. Maybe specifically, but mishtaleach, there's no problem by carrying Yom Kippur. Because dech shebi Yom Kippur b'kach. That is how the Torah commands and validates this avodah to be done, which has to go ahead in heavy carrying. But who would say that in general that the actual law of carrying doesn't apply in Yom Kippur? Just like a carbon tumen you bring on Shabbos. So rather, Elder Afram Badusahi, rather the gemara says no. The Afram's teaching is a mistake. That person, who doesn't name him who he is, what's his halachic status for the world to come? Pirshrach, Rabbi Nachanal explains, who is this going on? Avshalom, that the son of the king, Shabal Pelagishav, we had relations with his father's Pelagshim, with their concubines. That was the question. What's the status to the world to come? What was the question? Misvarlan, do we hold, Hodam Rav, this Rav says, Noshim Biksuvi Kedushin, that women, they have regular wives with ksuba and kedushin. Pilakshim, but like ksuba and kedushin. But Pilakshim doesn't have a dowry, doesn't have a kedushin. And Hachamim send them per kergil dav chafal from an aleph. So therefore, it wasn't like a regular wife of David HaMelech. And therefore, he wouldn't be chayfei shesish. Or maybe they know that the Pilakshim is just like a wife. And it's shesish. And therefore, he does not have a portion in the world to come. Those who say sheshol ha-shleima, that the question they asked him was on shleima ha-melech. Misvilan Kribyanisin, that we hold a Kribyanisin, Doman, that he says, Kalaim Shlema Chata, Inelitaya, whoever says Shlema sinned is only mistaken. Kashdema, what did the Pazik already say? Velahoy Lavavi Shalom, Bahula just said his heart wasn't complete, etc., meaning Kilavav David Avihud Lahoya. Yeah, just like he wasn't exactly his father David, who was incredibly big tzaddik. But Mechtanam Lahoya Chata, but he wasn't a sinner. And that was the question regarding did he become a sinner and that he didn't have a chilul mabo, or meaning at least what is his level of mabo, or no, he's definitely getting the mabo that he deserves. It just means he wasn't exactly like his father. To save the lamb from the lion. Kalema, what is this? What's this metaphor for? Basheva miyad David, to save Basheva from David HaMelech. In other words, the question is, Misrilan, do we hold Dom Ribbians? And he says, whoever went out to fight in the army in the war of the David's kingdom, get Krisis Kaislabish, he would write a get to his wife before he left. So Vauriya, because of Get Lebesheva, so he already wrote a get for his wife Bathsheba. Therefore, there's no need to save Bathsheba from David because he wasn't doing anything wrong, or maybe not. And the next question, Malahatzla Ray Miyadari, what's to save the shepherd from the lion, claim Malatzel Uriah, who was the shepherd of that lamb, which was his wife, that was Bathsheba, to save Uriah Miyad David, was that inappropriate what David HaMelech had done? In other words, do we have to save Uriah from David? What's the question? Misralan, do we hold Chalgan Kavod L'Talmid B'Makom Rav, that yeah, you're allowed a portion honor to the student even in front of the teacher, and therefore he wasn't deserving of death, and we have to save him from David because he did not rebel against the kingdom. Maybe no, you're not supposed to give covet to the student in front of the teacher. And therefore he was considered rebellious against the king and deserving of death. That's the wording of the Rabbeinu Chanan. Pirish, so Taisa explains, meaning, since he Uriah sent in front of David, and my master Yoiv, the Koil Eliyav Adonim B'fnei Amach, that he called Yoiv my master in front of the king, which were plucked, which the machlekes and babastav kufit desim beis, im chalkin tapan kavet letamba mokum rabbalai, do you give honor to the student in front of the teacher or not? And that was the question of saving Uriah from David. Next, says Matzal to begin with the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael says, "Oh, tenuch daitch b'chulu. Oh, your mind should be put at ease because you put my mind at ease that it wasn't really the Babylonians, really Alexandrians, but just the Bnei Yisrael who hate them, called them Babylonians." But tell me if you're going to say, so he finds it interesting. He has to take a second look. He says, because B'sev Pekshte Alechem, the Gemara Menachas of Kofim and Alf, Kabachal Yisim Kippurim Erev Shabbos. When Yom Kippurim falls on Erev Shabbos, so Sar Achitzayin Shal Yom Kippurim, so the outer Sar, which is a regular Kormachatas of Yom Kippurim, Machal Yisrael Keshuchah, you eat it when it's raw. Because you can't cook on Yom Kippurim, and once it's already Matzim Yom Kippurim, it's already Shabbos, which you can't cook. Tanim Gemara Ipcha. It's interesting because that Gemara says the opposite of what we said over here. says, which they would eat it raw, etc. It's not really Babylonians, etc. It was only because they hated and they called them that. Until Amalibudibud says, that you put my mind at ease, so you might should be put at ease too. So it's the exact opposite. Here, Behuda said the teaching, and Behuda says, you put me at ease. There, Behuda said the teaching, and Behuda says, you put me at ease. Says Tosafot, what you could say is, yeah, Mar Maidashmele Kama, Mar Maidashmele Kama. Each one said about the teaching that he had heard. Behuda Kibol, that he, the Hachal Bavlim Hain. Behuda heard, he received that over here it wasn't Babylonians. Rabbi Yisi said, you put me at ease. Rabbi Yisi, Kibol Behuda Hasm. Rabbi Yisi had that tradition over there that wasn't Babylonians. And that Rabbi Behuda said to me, you put me at ease. And yeah, those are different narratives, depending on the story, and each one were Babylonians, that they were put at ease from the other one's tradition of the interpretation.